He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. This is your Howard Update for Wednesday, October 7th. BJ, you saw that injury to Josh Malga last game in the first quarter. He left with a strained thigh, and today we got an update on his status.
Yeah, he's not going to practice on Wednesday, but that means that there could be some more reps for rookie fourth-round pick Ramique Wilson out of Georgia. He's who stepped in for Malga and went down with that injury. It was just 3 minutes into the game, so Wilson actually got a lot of time in a regular season game there. But we saw what Wilson could do during the preseason. He was running around, making a lot of plays. Actually, in that game against the Bengals, tied for the team lead with 8 tackles. So you want Josh to be back, but even if he's not out there on the field practicing throughout this week, we know that he's going to be in the ear of Wilson as much as he knows this defense. He's one of the leaders there. He's really going to help the young guy out.
Yeah, and I think that's the silver lining in this. Reps for rookies are always good. So if that happens, that'll be good for Wilson's development. Andy Reid, of course, also spoke this morning. What were your takeaways from Andy Reid's press conference?
There were a lot of questions about everything that's gone on the last 4 games. And Coach Reid is all about moving forward, looking forward, and approaching this game against the Chicago Bears and giving it all of its focus because that's what it deserves. If the Chiefs are going to turn this thing around the second quarter, that means coming out playing well, picking up a win on Sunday. You don't do that by talking about the past. And these guys have moved on. I'm excited for this team to come and play a home game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm looking forward to it. I know Coach Reid is as well.
I think when you have a 1-3 team, you turn to your leaders. One of those leaders for this Chiefs team is Jamaal Charles. And, you know, he has a ton of confidence, and you kind of saw that today in his press conference.
He said if they want to be a playoff team, which was their goal before the season started, win the division and get into the playoffs, then they've got to win the second quarter of the season. They know how important this is, and Jamaal said it starts with guys like himself going out there and making plays. He said during the presser that he still feels like, and they still feel like, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And that's the kind of confidence you want to see from them. Now, they've gone out there on the field and played at the level they're capable of? No, they haven't done that yet, but they're working towards doing that. And it starts with guys like Jamaal going out there and making plays like we've seen him do throughout his career.
Again, today's the first practice for the Chiefs, and they'll have 2 more Thursday and Friday heading into that game. Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium versus the Chicago Bears at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't get to the stadium, it'll be on Fox. We'll be with you the rest of the week. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Howard Update for Wednesday, October 7th.